From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Lawmakers are expected to unveil later today a compromise deal to keep the federal government operating past Friday when the current stopgap spending bill expires. Overall spending levels for the current fiscal year were set as part of the debt deal that was reached back in August. But lawmakers have yet to agree on a bipartisan plan for extending the current payroll tax cut that benefits virtually all working Americans. Senator Dick Durbin, second-ranking Democrat in the Senate.
The Republicans have consistently said they will refuse to increase the taxes on the wealthiest people in America one penny if that's what it takes to make sure that working families get a payroll tax cut.
But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he's confident the payroll tax cut will be extended.
It won't get expanded. It'll get extended. And we'll find a way to pay for it in a bipartisan fashion. This idea of taxing one group to pay for a tax cut for another is not going to sell.
Graham and Durbin were on CNN's State of the Union. President Obama says he understands why many Americans are not satisfied with his economic policies.
No matter how well we're steering the ship, if the boat's rocking back and forth and people are getting sick, they're being buffeted by the winds and the rain. And you know, at a certain point, if you ask them, are you enjoying the ride right now? Folks are going to say no.
The president, in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, he blames Republicans in Congress for blocking his efforts to improve the economy and says it will take more than one term in office for his administration to change the political culture in Washington. The president meets with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the two leaders will be planning the next phase in the relationship between the United States and Iraq after the last American troops withdraw from there later this month.
The White House says today's meeting marks the beginning of a new chapter in U.S.-Iraqi relations, a normalized partnership between two sovereign countries. President Obama set the stage for that new chapter back in October when he announced that all U.S. military forces would leave Iraq in time for the Christmas holidays.
This December will be a time to reflect on all that we've been through in this war. I'll join the American people in paying tribute to the more than 1 million Americans who have served in Iraq.
The president will meet personally with some of those troops and their families later this week when he and the First Lady visit Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Arizona's effort to allow full enforcement of the state's controversial immigration law. Key measures of the law have been blocked by lower courts at the request of the administration. Occupy protesters on the West Coast are trying to shut down some of the nation's busiest ports today, including those in Portland and San Diego. But the union representing longshoremen on the West Coast is distancing itself from the effort. This is NPR News. The rally in European stocks at the end of last week is fizzling today. The rally triggered by agreement by all but one of the European Union nations to work toward closer budgetary coordination. The lone holdout was Britain, and NPR's Philip Rees reports British Prime Minister David Cameron appears before Parliament today to explain why he vetoed the plan.
Cameron's veto is causing a storm in Britain. His critics say he's made an historic blunder that's isolated Britain from the rest of the EU and is imperiling efforts to save the euro. The leader of the Liberal Democrats, Nick Clegg, Cameron's coalition partner and deputy prime minister, says the veto is bad for Britain. However, Cameron is being applauded by many others, Eurosceptics from his own Conservative Party and much of the public and tabloid press. They believe he was heroically defending Britain's financial sector by blocking a German-led plan to change EU treaties to include tough new budgetary rules for Eurozone nations. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
An American teenager who was kidnapped by suspected Islamist militants in the Philippines has escaped. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the abduction took place on a southern island where there's been a long-running insurgency.
Locals found 14-year-old Kevin Lunsman hiding in some bushes near a river on southern Basilan Island. Lunsman said that after his escape, he had trekked barefoot through the jungle for 2 days. He has been handed over to U.S. authorities in Manila. Lunsman was kidnapped with his mother, a Filipino-American, and his cousin in July. Both of them were freed 2 months ago. The three are believed to have been abducted by members of Abu Sayyaf, an al-Qaeda affiliate, which has fought for 3 decades to establish an independent Islamic state in the southern Philippines.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR.